B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Dutcher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take hey.
For the take train?
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Oh, how many weeks?
I know.
What week is this?
It was too good to last.
Is this week five?
This is week seven.
Oh, man. No. With Merriweather.
Yeah, didn't he start at the beginning of the season?
I don't think he did. No. We went 2 weeks without him on Mondays.
Yes.
All right, so five.
So I think this is week five. Oh, and Brandon Merriweather has overslept, stood us up. I don't know what it is. Oh, it was too good to be true. He had such a good... I mean, the last year we had him on regularly, this was a thing. Is that not last year, but the last year we had him on regularly.
Right.
This was a thing. It would be like on, I think at the time it was Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, we'd cross our fingers and it would be kind of a 50-50 shot. He was doing so well up to this point.
But the good thing is that it means that we can have him on tomorrow because he always is very apologetic. Apparently, he's got quite the agency behind him now.
He does. Is that Three the Hard Way?
I don't know if it's called Three the Hard Way, but he captions all his photos, hashtag Three the Hard Way on Instagram.
Yeah, it's revenge for 2 weeks in a row of one of us being out with stomach issues.
And him not knowing the difference between the two of them, which I do not blame him. We are efforting to get him up here, and he appears to be interested. Vic, go ahead.
Hey, I think that Brady didn't know when the release date of that cameo would be released, and he did that thinking that he was going to be a free agent next year and walk away.
Ooh,
You're not the first one to say that.
That's an excellent conspiracy theory.
Look, things are different this year for whatever reason. You can try and gloss over whatever you want to gloss over, and Patriots will make up with him. They've signed him. He's never entered a walk year. There have been hints and allegations. This is a different year than any other year in his Patriots career. And I wouldn't be surprised if he left.
Well, I mean, okay, we've been talking about this even before this thing happened on Friday. And that was that he's been liking these Antonio Brown tweets that he's been putting out, which is, once again, how you can do that when the guy threw his boss, Robert Kraft, under the bus and still be like, go Antonio. I mean, that's kind of a dick move. On top of that, the one-year deal makes us think, all right, maybe he's done here. And then also him putting his house in the market. Like, the signs were there. Now, nobody expected what we saw this past weekend. And let's just for a moment, listening to this clip, just kind of think with an open mind that maybe, just maybe, he was duped. Okay? Let's just for a moment think he was duped.
Why?
Do you buy this?
Everybody knows.
Why would we do that?
Why
is this exercise necessary?
Because...
Are we all pretending that we are been whitewashed with every bit of evidence has told us?
I think everybody knows what our relationship's about. For 20 years, it's nothing but love and respect. Been through a lot of tough things with him. And I love him dearly. I sympathize with a lot of things that he's gone through in his life. So I empathize with, a lot of people that get taken advantage of and used, and understand that that's just part of what we're living in. And
so was your point?
It's about. Was anyone else got any questions?
Yeah, and now imagine Fred.
When was he? Who was taken advantage of and used? Him? Who? When was Robert Kraft taken advantage of and used?
Is that what he was referencing there?
I don't know what he was referencing. I thought he was referencing, he said he can sympathize. I think that's it. He said, I can sympathize with a lot of what we've been through, a bunch of tough things together. I sympathize with things he's been through, and I can sympathize when someone has been blah, 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 blah.
Taken advantage and used.
I don't know.
Is he somehow referencing? Remember, Kraft was dating a much younger woman who was an actress.
That was nothing. That was just him doing it.
Here's what he is. I think everyone knows what our relationship is about. For 20 years, it's been nothing but love and respect. I've been through a lot of tough things with him. I love him dearly. I sympathize with a lot of things that he's gone through in his life. I empathize with a lot of people that get taken advantage of and get used, and understand that's part of what we're living in. Now, I don't know what he means there, but I mean, he's obviously talking about Robert Kraft alleging that, or not alleging, but I guess insinuating that there's been things in his life where he's been taken advantage of. And he's been used, which I don't even think that's even worth looking into, because I don't think it has anything to do with the relationship between the two of them. But let's say now, Fred, on your side,
that, and partially it could be the truth, that he did know it was an Asian spy was coming out of. I don't care. I don't care that it was supposed to be a cloning place that he went in there. The minute you show up and you find out that you're walking out of your spa, if that's your friend, if you truly are as good friends with Robert Kraft as you are, do you do that scene?
No.
No.
It depends. If it's 5 years ago, you don't do that.
It depends if the guys kick ass and we'll get the joke. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Robert Kraft thought it was funny. I don't know.
You think Robert Kraft thought that was funny?
I don't know the guy. I don't know.
I mean, you think the guy who wants this story to go away, who's hired an army of lawyers to make this story go away.
Let me give my opinion, would you? Stop filibustering. There's no way in the world Brady didn't know that was going to happen. It's just crazy. The guy said so. The producer, the guy who shot the scene. Green screen, if it was on the moon, I don't care. However, I'm the only one who doesn't think this is that big a deal.
It is a big deal.
How do you not think it's a big deal?
I don't know. I think it's
funny. Big deal.
You don't
think it's
very big.
Okay, it is funny, but it's a big deal. I mean, think about
it.
Antonio Brown, one tweet from Antonio Brown canceled out any possible future.
All right, Antonio Brown was reacting to being cut for legitimate reasons and was that was in a sea of shenanigans that he was involved in. I think that, you know, you got Paul Rudd next to you. He's he was clueless.
Who cares if you don't think it's a big deal? Do you think Robert Kraft thinks it's a big deal?
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yes.
Probably,
yes.
But I don't.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
I could see. I don't know.
Either way, even
like if I was charged and it was in the news that I did something is whatever is getting a hand manipulation. Don't want to, if kids are in the car. I don't know if I'm like overly pissed about that scene, but that's me.
I know. Oh. I'm just going to say that's you. You're a billionaire. You're vain.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot different. You're in the public eye.
I know I am.
Oh, sorry.
But these are all still things.
Of course. I'm sorry.
I will just have you look at the amount of money and lawyers he threw at a case like this.
To make
to make it go away.
Well, he didn't want that video.
And now it's all anyone's talking about.
Yeah.
It's once again brought back up with your biggest star. Dude, it was on Good Morning America this morning.
Yeah, well.
And that's my other favorite thing, too. Nobody can. Yeah, well, I've.
That's right.
Yes, it's a big deal.
Let's not talk about
it. As a Patriots fan, you should feel pissed, too. If Tom Brady did that on purpose, as a Patriots fan, you should feel pissed because this does nothing but hurt the relationship between those
two.
And
it's odd that it's going to be an excuse when the Jets beat him tonight.
I was wondering when we were going to get to that.
It's going to be a good game, though. I mean, it is going to be a good game.
Now, the more closer we get to it, the more I don't think it's going to be a good
game. So now the Jets are going to blow them out.
No, I think the Jets are going to get killed.
Dude, they don't have Josh Gordon. Right. They don't have
The Jets don't have a cornerback. The guy they spent $5 million on, Tremaine Johnson, sucks. Like, sucks not playing.
As long as Sam Darnold can keep, like, cannot throw three interceptions.
Here we go.
Because I think the defense is going
to. You guys just switched sides from Friday. This is fantastic.
I thought it was going to be a close game.
The day of reckoning has come.
Oh, okay.
And now it's the Jets.
Because you were all piss and vinegar Friday.
Yeah, I was in a better mood. I woke up at 2 this morning.
Okay.
Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys, I was just listening to you, and I was thinking maybe that whole comment from Brady's really about the Jupiter, Florida, people getting taken advantage of doesn't have so much to do with Kraft as Kraft taking advantage of others. Wow. I think you had a nice little coy reference in there. He slid that in. What do you think of that?
Who knows? Who knows the thinking of a man as brilliant as Tom Brady?
So he said, Fred, if Rich did a scene where a grown man had to be towed to shore by another grown man on a paddleboard, would you think it was funny?
No, but that's 10 times worse. I mean, the act of going and having a woman with consent relieve you is very masculine.
All it takes is one question to Tom Brady.
And I don't know why they didn't ask it.
I know.
And I don't know why he got so pissy.
Yep.
I mean, the idea that
that's the other thing. Dude, there's a video out there of you walking out of an Asian spa. You have to say something about it.
Right.
Defend yourself.
It's
just
not,
be like, dude, I didn't know that it was going to be an Asian spa. That's the only words you had to say.
That's all he has to say.
And if he didn't say it, that's the only question you had to ask. Did you know that you were going to be walking out of something that looked like an Asian spa in a strip mall?
Well, they'll have to. When's media? Not today, right?
I don't know.
Oh, for the Patriots?
Yeah.
No, it's game day.
Yeah.
No media.
They're going to have to wait till Wednesday.
After the game.
after the game.
I wonder. I wonder if they're gonna have Jim Gray's gonna bring it up.
Oh, hey,
Tom. Tom, so this video that I mean, it's okay, Jim Gray, if you're listening, because I know you're our biggest fan.
Oh, no, Jim Gray tonight.
That's right, of course. Monday Night Football.
Yeah, he's playing. He's playing. So he can't do it.
It'll be next Monday before we get the Jim Gray Tom Brady interview.
Oh,
by the way, hashtag Trap Game is trending right now.
Yes,
it's going to be a tough
game. By the way, you had the Jets like winning out on Friday. Yeah. You had a winning like eight in a row.
But now I smell Jets in the air.
Just like you were looking at the schedule over the next 2 months. I like the Jets in all of these games.
I like the Jets. Well, listen, Buffalo proved themselves to be quite the powerhouse yesterday.
What did they luck out?
Yep, they lucked out pretty good.
A couple of really bad decisions by Brian Flores. When are we going around the NFL? Is that what's
next? We're going to do that next. We're going to go around the NFL.
What a accidental tease. I like
there
it.
There you go. Yeah. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Game. The NFL.
Oh, look at his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beat?
98.5 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich around the NFL is brought to you by Drs. Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of Stephen Gostkowski at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Well, Bill Belichick's favorite quarterback is now 6-0.
Cold is good. Gold is good. And we have a score.
Yeah, that's right. A torrential downpour prevented Belichick's one that got away, Jimmy Garoppolo, from having anything resembling a decent game. But that doesn't matter when your team ends up squeaking one out in an absolute puddle of mud. 9-0, the final score over the Redskins.
Can we play some puddle of mud? Get everyone in the mood.
Yeah, what was the one? I like the way you smack my ass.
Ooh, no, that's right.
I'm so dirty. Well, if you think Garoppolo's 151-yard day was bad, don't look at Case Keenum, who had half of that. That's right, 9 for 12 for 77 yards. So that's what happens when you take one of the suckiest quarterbacks in the league and then throw him in a torrential downpour. You get that amazing stat line.
Yeah, that was not a good game. That was scoreless at the half.
Garoppolo had 10 passing yards at halftime. That's not net passing yards. That's just 3 for 10 for 10 yards at halftime.
But it doesn't stop the dream of there being a Brady versus Garoppolo Super Bowl. It's the freight train's heading that way.
Actually, the freight train's heading a couple of different ways. If you look at Indianapolis, think about that.
We'll get to that in a moment. Well, the Dolphins went into the half with a lead for the first time since week 13 of last year. But then, of course, water found its level.
The bloop kick off the short one, and it is caught by Micah Hyde in the air, and he's going to run the other
go
way.
Go down.
Micah Hyde running at the
go
10,
down.
At the
go
5,
down.
Into the end zone, touchdown. Micah Hyde caught it in the air, ran it into the end zone for the touchdown. Go down and kneel it down a couple of times, right? That's what you're thinking, Eric.
Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, that was the onside kick that went off a helmet, and then Hyde picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown.
Well, despite a hint of Fitz magic, the Dolphins were doomed. 31-21, they lose to the Bills, who are now 5-1. Josh Allen, 2 TDs on the day in Miami. They are still winless and will remain that way for the rest of the season.
Did you see what happened? Brian Flores cost himself. Maybe even the game. Fitzpatrick was good for a long period of time until he wasn't. Dolphins had 4th-and-1, I think it was, on the Bills 3-yard line, up 14-9. And Flores decides, I'm going to kick a field goal, which is fine. That puts you up by 8. That gives you a chance. He fakes the field goal. The holder runs up the middle for 2 yards, gets him a first down. The next play, Fitzpatrick fumbles, sets him back 10 yards. The play after that, he throws an interception, and that was the end of it.
But you can't blame Flores.
I didn't mind that play. Yeah, I didn't mind that play.
I say you take the sure points. If you're winless, you take the sure points and get up by as many as you can.
I mean, they got the first down.
I understand that, but you also have to remember who your quarterback is.
Well,
it's Fitzmagic. He's got a beard. He went to Harvard.
He did it on his own. Ran one in yesterday.
That's right. To get him close before the
damn thing on my own
kick.
Well, the Tom Brady Wolfpack 3 seems to be doing just fine.
Brissett out of the gun on 3rd-and-5. Floats right side on a crossing pattern. Zach Pascal makes a man miss. Jumps over the pile. At the goal line, no signal yet. It's a touchdown, Zach Pascal, an 11-yard throw from Jacoby Brissett. and the Colts go about 95 yards down the field on their first drive, and they put it into the end zone. They lead early 6-0 with 5:01 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah. Brady Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett all finding success, with Brissett having a ridiculous 4-touchdown game. 30-24, the final score over the Texans. The Colts, all of a sudden, 4-2. First place in the AFC South. Who needs Andrew Luck after all? Brissett's been excellent.
How about that? Quentin is fullback.
Hey, yes, Quentin, what's up, man?
Just going to say that. Think about that. Brissett in the AFC Championship game, Garoppolo in the Super Bowl. Belichick Brissett wins again.
That Colts get on the road at the AFC Championship
sure.
game. Yeah, that's going to be a real humdinger. I wonder if they'll be able to confuse Brissett.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
They're saying MVP votes Quentin might get.
That's why I have heard that. I've heard that because you don't just vote for one guy. I mean, you vote. It's a tier system. So maybe he gets a fifth place vote.
So I've heard a hot take that if you had to choose right now, you're starting a team, and you had to choose between Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo, there's some people out there saying that they would take Brissett over Garoppolo.
Not me. I'd take Garoppolo.
They're saying he's more dynamic of a player. I stopped reading after that because I completely was like, this sounds like garbage, but sure enough. And Brissett's been really good. I mean, think about it. If you would have told that team that at the beginning of the season that Brissett would come in and play half as well as he did, you'd be elated, absolutely ecstatic, because who knows if that would have been the same record if you had Andrew Luck in there. Well, it's time to officially get nervous because Lamar Jackson and his Ravens are officially for real.
Don't rush five. Wilson steps up, pumps once, throws along the near sideline, intercepted, picked off, and going to the house. It's Marcus Peters, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Ravens. And welcome to the Ravens secondary, Marcus Peters.
So the Ravens travel to Seattle and beat a real team in their own house, 30-16. The Ravens defense, excellent. Responsible for two scores yesterday. And Lamar Jackson, he has the fifth most rushing yards in the NFL, and he's a quarterback. That says two things to me. One, he's going to be tough as hell to play against. And two, I don't know if he's going to finish the season without getting injured.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that Lamar Jackson's a lot of fun to watch, but watch him while you can.
Yep.
Leads the NFL in yards per carry. Almost 7 yards a carry.
I mean, that's a tough team to play. That's a tough team to game plan for.
A week from Sunday, right here.
That's one of those games where you can't put too much pressure on them because they'll make you pay.
Yeah, that's going to be one hell of a test in a few weeks. But, I mean, how do you continue to run an offense like that, knowing what you've known about guys
that run as much as he does? That's how you're going to win. I mean, he's not a pocket passer. That's how you're going to win. I mean, you've got Jackson. This is what he does, and he's great at it. But it's not, you know, you can't tell him to stop. That's what he does. If you take away his option of running, he's not going to have that much success throwing the ball.
Well, Aaron Rodgers had only 8 TDs in his first 6 games. That's the fewest he'd ever had in that period of time. Well, yesterday it's fair to say that he made up some lost ground.
Slot right, slot left. Rodgers alone in the gun. 3 receivers right, 2 to the left. Raiders drop back deep. Rodgers quick toss left side. Got his man first down. Extending down the left sideline and heading out his way. It is MBS. No one will catch him. Touchdown Green Bay. Simple little swing pass. Turns into a 75-yard touchdown pass. And there is your dagger.
You know who wasn't very happy about that, Fred?
Raider Rudy.
Not enjoying that.
No, Oakland not a very good team.
No, Oakland's all right.
Nah.
They're okay. I mean, they're not phenomenal. But
500, and I was reading they're going to be buyers this week at the trade deadline.
Of course they are. They have a coach that costs $10 million a year. What do you think, they're not going to buy?
Well, yesterday Aaron Rodgers...
They're going to make so many bad mistakes, they're going to get themselves in such salary cap hell.
I want them to be good so bad. The NFL's better when Gruden's happy. Just let that team, and especially with like someone like Derek Carr that you know is just like nobody likes, just let him be good.
It ain't happening.
Well, you might be right. Well, yesterday Aaron Rodgers became the first player in NFL history to throw for 5 TDs, rush for 1 TD, and have a perfect passer rating of 158.3. I love how that's the perfect passer rating, and it ends with a .3.
You wouldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way we could do it.
To everyone who has been suffering with him as your starting QB in fantasy football, you're welcome, says Aaron Rodgers. The Packers beat the Oakland Grudens 42-24. And if you didn't hear it earlier today,
Matt, what?
All of the money that Antonio Brown's been trying to get from not only the Raiders and the Patriots took a big hit this weekend
when the Raiders said, hey, we have text messages, Antonio, that you sent our owner, Mark Davis, that you wanted to be released, which means we're not culpable for any of the cash that you say that you are owed. And to that, I once again say, imagine how dumb you have to be outsmarted by Mark Davis.
Well, I got some text messages myself.
Do you really there, Mark Davis?
Yeah, that someone wants to help me release. By name of Walt's mom.
And what were the text messages?
It was like, hey, hot stuff. What do you want me to do? Let's make out, man. She's like, you know what sounds like fun? 15 minutes in heaven.
That's what Wallach's mom said to you?
Yeah, so we go in the closet and do whatever. Over the shirt, under the shirt, who knows?
It's not very nice. Wallach's sitting right here.
It's still second base if it's covered with boob socks.
Covered with what?
Boob socks? Yeah.
What's a boob sock?
The ladies, they wear boob socks underneath the shirts.
You mean a bra?
Huh? Boob socks.
Okay, I mean, unless it's like a complete sag situation, I'm not sure.
Yeah, boob socks.
Okay, all right, thank you, Mark Davis. I appreciate that.
They're like socks for your feet, but you put them on your boobs.
I just don't see why you say these things when poor Wallach's just right here.
Oh, she loves it.
Oh, she likes when you talk about Wallach.
She says, let's send him an email.
Send him an email?
I'm not opening that email. That's not happening.
And she's like, look at him get all embarrassed. It turns me on.
Ever thought about, like, FaceTiming him?
That's why we never got braces.
Even better. That's something. Oh, sure, I'll accept that.
That's why we never got braces. It used to turn us on when we seemed humiliated. We used to leave when he was playing the woodwind instrument at the concert and go screw in the bathroom.
You've just ruined my childhood.
Oh, look at
where's mom?
Johnny's coming out to play the horn at halftime. I can't control myself. Let's go into the bleachers. Look at that. That she nerd's wearing a cape.
She was just here. It's a tricorn.
Yeah.
And a jacket. Tricorn. Not a cape.
Whatever a tricorn is, it's through making my pants stoppy. Tricorn.
Trite. Yeah, a tricorn hat. Look at the Lexington Minutemen, damn it.
Look at that mistake that we made.
You made? Are you saying that you're John Wallach's
father? Wait a minute.
I mean, but you're like 30 years younger than him.
I'm not standing for that. That's not happening. No.
Nah, that's what she would say.
Okay.
Nah. I can't make no kid.
Okay. All right.
I don't know where to put it. All right. Well, very good. It's always fun to even make fun of a woman I never met. All right.
Maybe someday you'll get that chance.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll be very offended by my fictional adaptation of Wallach's mom having sex with, not even sex, just having an amorous relationship.
Relations, yes.
With the owner of the Oakland Raiders. All right. We will be back with more around the NFL. Here are the headlines.
98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beat?
98.5 The Sports Hub. Yesterday there was football games played not involving the Patriots. And John Rich and I just talk about them and expose our knowledge to everyone, our takeaways, if you would. The house I was not allowed into yesterday, they were 3-0.
We
3-0 for me on the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so how did you? How did the Backer Boys do for you?
I haven't checked the college football games. I'm not
okay.
It's how'd too you do? Hard because I don't know.
I'm tonight. I'm tonight.
Oh, that's right.
I have the 10-point spread.
The J-E-T-S, Jets?
Lifshatz was adamant that tonight is going to be a closer game than anyone's giving it credit, and he thinks that 10 points is a big enough spread. He believes the Patriots are going to win, But he also thinks that that 10-point spread is going to make some money.
It's going to be a late touchdown. Now, I will tell you that it's almost impossible to find the scores of the games that they bet on because I have no idea what conference they're in. Like these teams. So, like, you know how when you, like, look for, like, scores, it asks you what conference you
like
want?
Like Iron Mountain State?
Yeah, like Big Sky or American or, like, there's all these conferences.
What teams did you have? What teams did you have? I'll see if I can find.
Would you calm down for a second? Could you calm down for just a moment?
I think that Lifshatz was pretty hard on himself yesterday. I guess that he had the best day.
Yeah, he got the Ohio State Northwestern under completely wrong. LSU minus 18, Southern Miss money line, Washington plus 3, Utah minus 13.5, Wake Forest minus 2, BYU plus 3, Hawaii plus 3, Penn State Michigan over 47.
Well, Penn State Michigan, you know that one, right?
I don't know. I know Penn State beat them, but they didn't cover the over, did they? See, I don't. 28-21?
Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, they just covered it.
They just covered and went over. Yep.
So maybe it wasn't that bad.
All right. Well, all this time,
if you'd like to know more about what I had money on, I'll keep going.
All you got to do is go to their podcast and find out exactly what they bet on. That's what you end up having money on.
Fade right? or follow, GL.
Or G. No, is it GL?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, get lost. I think that's what he means.
He gets very, very, very impatient with people who don't like his picks.
I would too. What are you questioning his knowledge?
No. He has to give him his record.
Well, all this time we've been debating whether Miami or Washington is the worst team in the league, and here comes Andy Dalton to say, hey, remember me?
Dalton in a shotgun, two receivers to either side. He's off the throw against a four-man rush. It's going to be a screen, and it is picked off by Yannick Ngakoue to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, pick 6. Yannick Ngakoue extends the lead for Jacksonville.
Can you hear the hammer pounding on the nails? That's the nail in the coffin for the Cincinnati Bengals in this ball game.
Hey. I wouldn't have gotten that. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for explaining.
It's a script.
Can you hear the hammer on the nail?
It's for me.
That's a nail hitting a hammer.
Well, Andy Dalton.
That's a nail in the coffin.
3 picks in 5 plays in the Bengals' 27-17 loss to Jacksonville. It was one of the worst attended games of the season with a stadium in Cincinnati barely looking half full at kickoff. Maybe Andy Dalton should grow an ironic mustache or something to get the people excited.
The Jacksonville fans are known for traveling.
I mean, that we do know.
And now, were you going to go to Cincinnati for the game?
Certainly not.
I know. Why? Because you why?
Took it to the limit.
No, but where would you be?
I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
Of course she was.
I like how she gets ultra specific so you know she ain't lying.
Of course. Now, Mitch Trubisky, huh? Everyone loves Mitch Trubisky, huh? He's pretty good.
No one that I know that covers football in any way, shape, or form has had anything positive to say about Mitch Trubisky ever.
Deontay Harris sits with his heels at the Saints' 25-yard line. It's blocked! It's blocked! Rolling towards the goal line. JT Gray. And they knock it out of the back of the end zone. The Saints had an opportunity for a touchdown, but that is blocked. It is a safety.
All right, let's talk about what I'm not surprised about and what I am surprised about. Not surprised that the Bears are a middling team right now. Are they 3-3 after yesterday? They ended up losing to the Saints 36-25. I think that all of us took a look at that team and said the defense is otherworldly. But my God, if you've got Mitch Trubisky at the helm, you're not going to be doing anything.
No.
Now, the one thing I am shocked at is Teddy Bridgewater stepped into Drew Brees' shoes and is killing it. Since he's been there, they are 5-0. He has a 9-2 touchdown to interception ratio. He's passed for over 1,200 yards. That is why he is the highest paid backup quarterback in the league, and he is earning every dollar.
No Kamara yesterday either. I mean, they have banged up on the offensive end, and they not to tear it apart, but they did a great job against a really good defense. Yes. And yes, the Bears are 3-3.
Okay, so Teddy Bridgewater, how many years does Drew Brees have? Is this his last year?
He had
that contract
deal. I think this is the last year.
Okay, it's last year, or does he have one more after this? I can never tell. If it's an extension of 2 years from what he already had.
Maybe
or
it was
not.
An extension of 2 years.
Okay,
I'm checking. No, because he was a free agent. He was going to be a free agent, so this would be his last year.
Let's see here. Signed a 2-year, $50 million contract extension in March of 2018. So he's got one more year left.
All right. Is this the last year? Is this the year you're talking about, or is there one after this? Either way, if you're the Saints, You got to do everything you can to keep Teddy Bridgewater. So
this would be the last year. Genius. Be signing in March and played the 2018 season. Playing the 2019 season now.
But he had was under the original deal.
He had one
deal.
More year left. I think that's what I'm talking about.
Again?
Either way, Teddy Bridgewater is fitting in perfect with this team. And as long as the guy can stay healthy, I mean, I can't think anyone would have imagined. And he's just, think about that division now, too.
If he didn't get hurt, I mean, people thought he was a starting quarterback in the NFL, and then he
got hurt.
Very, very hurt.
He did. Well, speaking of that division.
Here comes the pressure. Ryan will be sacked by Aaron Donald. And Donald's got the football. And the play is going to be whistled dead, and I hope Ryan's okay. Looks like the right ankle.
Now, this is a really severe bend to the right leg of Ryan.
I mean, just fire everyone.
The excitement coming out of Atlanta.
I mean, just fire everyone. There's no reason.
That Super Bowl broke him. I mean, you can say whatever you want. That Super Bowl broke him. That was a team that was going to win the Super Bowl. That by all accounts, should have won that Super Bowl. Now, I mean, they didn't deserve to win because obviously the Patriots came back and beat them. But think about that. Think of how much emotionally that can take out of you, that these are pro athletes that are getting paid to do their job. And I understand they lost Schottenheimer, but just think of how that team has crumbled.
I mean, Dan Quinn still has a job, which is hysterical when you look at the... Because at least with the Redskins...
You had to give
like
Quinn
they, had, they didn't have the talent. Like, you've got one of the best receivers in the game, I'd say a pretty damn good quarterback in Matt Ryan. Not as good as he used to be.
Very quietly, Matt Ryan's had a big year.
Yeah, I know, but
I mean, they're 1-6, so it's going to get lost. He's obviously not impacting anything.
There's numbers.
He was MVP a few years ago. I think he threw for over 300 yards in every week except this one.
Then listen.
Now, I know they ended up losing to the Rams yesterday, but you talked about how the Patriots broke the Falcons. They're still a possibility that they may have broken the Rams.
Or maybe the Rams.
Or Jared Goff is just bad.
So Jared Goff last year was excellent.
Until the last 5 weeks of the season. He had a great beginning and then tailed off. He had one good playoff game and wasn't good.
There was speculation that he was playing hurt during that time.
Did McVay play college football?
No.
Because if it did, it's hysterical.
No. He did. There's that... hang on. I thought there was
a Lilliputian league.
Maybe he got the Harlan Hill trophy, like Danny Woodhead, that they always kept saying.
He's got to be smaller than Danny Woodhead. He steps up to that, lectern?
Yeah.
And he barely clearing that thing.
I think Sean McVay did, because I thought during the Super Bowl that was kind of one of the storylines. Miami University of Ohio. That's right.
That's still a good program.
Wide receiver.
Yep.
Well, listen. Good for him. Because he's a little fella.
He's a pint-sized little guy.
That's right. He'd fit him right there in your pocket.
But that would be interesting.
He's got a beard like a big guy and everything.
And I know that the Rams' defeat was not as demoralizing as the Falcons' one. I mean, but you're right. The moment they lost that game, everything just started going downhill.
Yeah.
Drastically.
And then they lost Schottenheimer, which seemed to screw things up a little bit. All right. We will be back in just a moment with more. We'll regale you with more tales from the NFL. And our lives and everything else that's happening. Gary Goldman of the special The Great Depression is going to join us at 9 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher Lynch on 95, the Sports Hub.
Clear the way. Get out of the way. We're about to rock. Everyone, get out of the way. Can't you see we're building up to something? All right, if you're not out of the way, here it comes. Yeah, you like that? You didn't get out of the way like I warned you to. Now you got a fistful of guitar, bass, and drum. And a guy that is annoyingly rapping as you look back and you wonder how they were so popular.
Just reunite. No, I see Rage Against the Machine is one of those bands that, to me, has gotten better as the years have gone on.
See, Zach De La Rocha, though, has got that lucrative Billy Joel cover band.
Just reunite.
You're the piano man!
I have to be honest. Like, the Prophets of Rage, I try to get into, but the minute the dude from Cypress Hill starts rapping, I'm just like, oh, boy. Just get Zach De La Rocha. Maybe I'm used to it.
Do you miss what was the gig that Morello was doing solo? Like,
oh, what? The Night Watchman. Yes, he's the Night Watchman. What's funny is that he's got a solo album that is really good that just came out, but it's called Tom Morello. It's not the Night Watchman. I'm keeping watch on you in the night with my lantern.
It was a folk album when he originally released it.
I guess so. Oh, by the way, life sucks if you're taking the tea today. Ugh. I mean, it sucks. So I guess they announced this morning, and they've been doing this for the past like couple of weekends. The Orange Line has been off in these big chunks. They've been, what do you say, fixing the actual rails?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so they've been doing all this construction. And the way it was supposed to work was that, okay, on the weekend, it's going to suck. You've got to find a different way. But the weekend, I understand these things have to happen as long as... when during the week, when most people depend on their transportation to get to and from work, you would be back up and running. Oh, no. This morning, they put out a little news blip that said, oh, yeah, that Orange Line ain't going to work. Big chunk of it. You're not going to be able to use it. So you just take the old trusty bus from one place to the next, which, of course, is super speedy, especially between, what is it, Sullivan and Tufts University, which I think is where it's shut down. That's a nice little hop, skip, and a jump.
Well, the D-line's closed all weekend, and that means that you get big tour buses coming through constantly.
Oh, yeah, the giant buses.
Getting stuck behind a big tour bus.
So this is great.
Peter Pan bus.
So Dick Donahue tweeted something. He said, Monday, MBTA style. Haverhill Line stopping at Oak Grove to rescue Orange Line customers. Never seen more people on a train and still stuck on the platform. And he retweeted and said, people now threatening each other on the Green Line. What a way to start the week. Have you ever been on a train before where it's so packed and yet people still insist on trying to get in?
Yeah.
And then there's always the one jackass that's standing while the door's trying to close and yes. The door can't close.
And then it can't close and they sit there, yeah. And you just go, like, leave.
And by the way, if you have a giant backpack on and you don't, like, put it down by your legs if you're standing or you don't put, then you should be arrested. Like, a backpack taking as much space as two different people while you're crammed in there. Put it by your feet. Put it down. And don't put it on the seat. Let somebody sit down. I mean, this is, I can't believe they can get away with this. And it's been one thing after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next with the T, and yet they're still going to continue to charge people more and more money.
Why is there so much traffic if everyone's taking this train all around town?
Well, because it's the buses. Because the T's shut down.
I don't know. It's supposed to have the worst traffic in the country here. And there's a big T system.
It's because 93 South is always under construction.
Everybody but me should take the train. That's my thing. If you're not taking the bus, you suck unless you're me.
When the train works, it's fairly convenient.
Yeah, where you live.
Yeah, it's true. Because now
the only thing I used to train for is getting down to Fenway and getting my ball on.
Now, I do know, Fred, when you used to live over in Brookline.
I like when it goes underground.
And I would take the T, and I would take the T like from like downtown to go see you. It seems nice on paper. That was like an hour-long ride.
Well, it stops every 10 feet. Because the people who made the sea line are on the assumption that people... because it's in Brookline.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, went ape crap if you have to walk more than a block. So it just stops every block. There should be a quarter as many stops on that. It stops every single intersection.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to walk, is what you hear them saying. They're in Brookline. I don't know, but they're probably all invited to the big parties.
Yeah, unlike some of us.
If you're just joining us, yeah. Joe Murray, who I'm friends with on Facebook, just on Facebook, not in real life, he can go, as far as I'm concerned, take a long walk off a short dock.
He can scram, is what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm not going to ask him to do the impossible. But, scram says, like, you're moving quickly.
He can't scram, skedaddle.
No, he can't scram
or make like a tree and leave.
No, he can. Well, he can leave. It's just you're gonna have to. It's a tree. It's a leaf that's really high on the tree, and falling. It's not raining out. It's just kind of drifting to the ground.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
And he was standing up in the photo, which was also made me think that something was going on.
Was your dad invited, Nick? You should get Joe on the phone and ask him why you weren't invited.
Someone called Joe and asked him why I wasn't invited. You got 2 minutes, because then we're talking to Goldman.
Yep, Gary Goldman.
Who's been nice to us.
I know what his answer is going to be. I can already say I know what his answer is going to be.
It's going to be that he didn't think I was going to come.
Yep.
But then what's the point? I mean, you still make the offer.
Do you? If you know someone's not going to go, do you make the offer?
It's the principle.
Yes,
the principle.
I mean, John would have gone.
I would have gone.
So you're really disappointed that you weren't invited?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I think it's...
Then what does it matter?
Because it's thrown into my face. I didn't realize...
It does matter to
Annie
you,
Annie invited you.
I know.
Annie invited you.
Maybe that's the real problem.
What's so great about this guy?
That's the problem. You were invited and he wasn't. I wasn't invited. Fred, I would have gone.
It's because I nurture relationships, Fred.
Hey, listen, I'm down with the Gore, man. I'm down with the Jaffe. I played golf with both of them. Played golf with Jaffe on Friday.
Have you asked Joe to play golf?
No.
That's why.
To take you to my club and pay for you to play golf? No, thank you.
He was going to give you free whatever weird food there was.
Well, he's taking... By the way, he doesn't even give charging you a vig on your bets. I got the big...
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All right, Murray, hello?
Hey, what's up?
All right, what's the deal, man?
Well, we had a party. Yeah. I believe none of the full-time staff came. So...
Why were John and I not invited? Why was Lockhart not invited? Why was Dan not invited?
Okay, I apologize for not inviting you guys, but I sent an invite to Rich as kind of like a, hey, let's feel it out.
No.
And he couldn't come.
Yeah, right.
And but so naturally,
what's so great about
that
Rich?
Stopped you from inviting the rest of us.
Yeah, what's so great about, why does Rich get the invite and John and I don't? Just out of curiosity.
John, I am very sorry I didn't invite you. Fred, I have to be honest, and you can ask Nick and Bird. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to hear this one tomorrow, right? Not inviting Fred. Ask them. I felt bad all day.
So that doesn't justify it.
But, Fred, I felt bad all day at my own party.
Yeah, but then why did if you sent Rich a notification, then you knew that you weren't sending me one. It was an act of almost vitriol.
Can I ask you, would you have came?
No. But that's not the point. You should have invited me. Why did you invite Rich and not me?
Honestly, it's because I think we were Facebook friends, and then me and you just became Facebook friends.
Not over the course of the last week.
Well, when did I send the invite to you, Rich?
It was like a month ago.
Yeah, about a month ago.
Yeah.
A month ago.
And you came in here. I mean, what are you and Rich hanging out now?
No, we've talked about going to the casino together.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, but just small talk around the office. You guys are you guys talking on the telephone?
No, but Fred, I mean, you're up over $2,000 on our bets. Like, I'm going to have to pay this out to you at some point. Like, maybe we can hang out someday when I pay you and we meet up and we go do something.
Wait, you're making money.
No, you are.
Yeah, but you are too.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Yes, I'm paying you for your service.
There's a tweet, somebody, Joe says, Fred didn't get invited by Joe Murray because Fred only nurtures relationships with big shots like Gorman and Jeff. Fred is a social climber, and he just admitted, shame on Fred.
I don't have any friends.
No, you have a completely fair argument here. I apologize for not inviting you. I know now, if I ever have a little mixer ever again, I will make sure you...
I just don't understand why Rich was invited and I wasn't.
Well, it was because we weren't Facebook friends.
Okay, yet. But what is it about Rich that's so much better than me?
There's nothing. I like both of you guys very equally.
Have I not been nice to you?
That's not what your Facebook likes say.
Fred, you are completely right. You have been more than nice to me. Yeah. I should have invited you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for nothing.
Well, go ahead. You went 8-4-1 this week.
I know I did. And everyone listened to the 98.5 Over Under podcast. And I'll tell you this.
I'm thinking he said, that's business, Joe. This other thing is personal.
Business Joe is making money based on my bets. Hey, he's making money.
If you didn't invite me and you invited Fred, I never would have called you out. Because I'm a good friend.
Really? Because Brandon Merriweather didn't call in, so I don't suggest we talk about something else. So, do you want to talk about Brady's dumb video all day?
Kind of.
Yeah,
it was pretty great.
I just like.
I'm very sorry I didn't invite you, Dan. I'm very sorry, Mike. I'm very sorry.
You're like the producer of the television show that he was on. You pulled the wool over everyone's eyes, thinking you'd get away with it.
Yeah, I did.
All right, thank you, Joe.
But we are business partners, though. We always
yes.
Tell Liv Schatz to buy some shoes.
I like how he's like. I like how he's like, you're up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm up. I'm paying you. Like, if we're not gambling together, you're not making this money. Plus all the promotion. Plus it puts a face on the bets.
Mm-hmm.
If I give them this money and they go make bets and I make money, it makes it very real.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it for free, I can tell you that much. All right, Gary Goldman, friend of the show, has a great new stand-up special out. We're going to talk to him. No commercials here, just the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.